Lovers and Friends, episode 11. Can you guys believe that we already have done 11 episodes?
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I mean, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So we want to first off say thank you for everyone who has listened, who has left us a comment, who has shown their support to this podcast. We enjoy doing it, and we always hope that it brings you some love, some light, some inspiration, some new ideas, some encouragement, whatever you need. We hope you're getting that from this podcast. And if there's something else you need, you know, in terms of what would be beneficial for us to talk about, let us know.
You know what I noticed? We haven't said our names in like maybe 2 episodes. So let's introduce ourselves.
My name is Junie Mars with a Z.
And I'm Lita Rose. So
with a rose.
So today we're going to talk about, I think, what was the last 2 episodes back? What were we talking about? Trauma? Do you remember exactly what
we talked about? Body love.
Body love. So then I asked you, had it, like, any of your, like, trauma, you know, body love or anything like that, did it affect your, like, intimacy with people, you know, anything of that nature, like, in the bedroom? So that's what we're pretty much going to talk about today.
Intimacy in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is a pretty triggering episode, and we were actually going to talk about this last week, but, you know, we want to have a little break because it's emotional for both of us
to think about, to talk about.
So for me, yeah, I mean, like I shared with everyone in the body love episode that it has taken me a long time to fully accept myself, my body, you know, all parts of my body because of... Just, I mean, I think mainly because of, you know, my weight gain, my weight loss, going between those things, but also being someone who identifies as androgynous. And if you don't know what that means, then that's okay. It's just someone who, you know, looks neither female or male to either extreme. You kind of look like a mixture of both. And I would say that is a common thing for me. When I was growing up, people always thought I was a boy until I went through puberty. And then it was more obvious. But now I would say that happens to me still. And I think it's just becoming comfortable with that and not feeling like there's one type of beauty in the world and really embracing my own beauty. Mm-hmm. But in terms of being comfortable with myself, yeah, when I've been intimate with people, it's like usually, I mean, previously, I didn't even want to be touched. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wanted to be in charge. Mm-hmm. And I think that was also a defense mechanism because I wasn't comfortable with my body. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what happens. Mm-hmm. And often I wouldn't even want to be naked because I just didn't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm. And did that come from, like, because I feel like the trauma and then just body love is, like, could be separate, but it could be the same. You think it was, like, because of either one or both?
I'm eating a cookie, you guys. So good. Chocolate chip. Yeah, so for a long time, I didn't feel really comfortable being intimate, and I didn't really know why that was. I didn't really tap into that side of myself. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would feel guilt in the idea of, like, self-pleasure or any of that stuff. And mm-hmm. it's still something I'm working on now. But I think, you know, when I finally sort of started to dig deep, I realized that it was because of my childhood and the trauma that I had experienced as a child. So I think it's definitely all connected, mm-hmm. whether we realize it or not. There's some things we choose not to remember because right. they're so painful. But, like, for me, now I'm on a healing journey to try to, you know, really tap into that and free myself. And, you know, being with Lita Rose, who's very sex positive, has been helpful for me to open up more, be more exploratory. So I appreciate that. But what Aww. About... What about you? Like, how, what's your experience been like?
I'm trying to think if it's the body love or was it the trauma? I don't really, I think mine's probably the combination of both. But at the time, I really didn't realize it. So on the intimate level with people, like, I was okay. I think, yeah, I was fine with my body mm-hmm. or just being sexual. I think the only thing is because I was, like, slim, so I was like, oh, no one wants to see, like, me being, like, I'm all skinny, no one wants to see that, like, you know, so that would just, like, be there for a moment, but it didn't really stop me from being intimate with people or, like, being in touch or anything. But my trauma, realizing that, like, now in my, you know, adult years, it kind of stopped, like, it kind of stopped me from an emotional level of being intimate with people during that time. So, like, I was, like, fine just having sex. Like, having sex, I really sometimes, like, I will hold back the orgasm because I feel like then that would then lead me to be emotional and then I would be connected to that person and I didn't want all of that. So I was like, but I was just, like...
What do you mean, like, hold back? Because, like, I don't know what you mean. Like,
you can hold back your orgasm. Like, you don't have to have an orgasm. You can still feel, like, the pleasure of it, of the sex. Like, when you're having sex, you still can feel pleasure and sensation, but you necessarily don't have to have, an orgasm. Hmm. So, like, when I knew that it was about to happen, I knew how to calm it down so it could go back down versus, like, releasing it. So then that way, yeah, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I was fine with that. And then I would just focus on the other person. The more you, even though, like, I didn't mind being touched, then I'm like, okay. Once it was, like, feeling too good, I'm like, so, like, okay, let me redirect this, you know, attention back on you. So then I would just, like, focus on the person. But I never, for a very long time, like, emotionally connect with someone on an intimate level. I knew how to pull back, but I knew how to enjoy the sex. But I will pull back and, like, with, like, withhold, I guess, you know.
Yeah, I think, and I think I think a lot of people do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like a lot of people are desensitized to sex.
Yeah.
So it's like we can have one night stands or like random hookups with people, but we don't feel like any desire to call them back or, like, you know, just move on. And that never was, like, my thing, because I want to make everybody my girlfriend, like, right away.
Oh, God.
But then girlfriend, I didn't want to commit is... at the same time. That's
confusing.
So,
yeah.
But anyway, yeah, like, it was hard for me not to have an emotional connection with somebody if we were intimate, because I feel like that's just what being intimate means, is to have an emotional connection.
Yeah.
So whenever people, like, even you, when we first started dating and you explained to me that you could be like that, it's like, I didn't understand because I'm such an emotional person that it's like everything is emotional. Like, everything that I'm doing with the person that I'm with, you know? So for me, it was more like I felt everything, but I wasn't willing to be, like, you're talking about emotional. Yeah. I don't think I was willing to be submissive or vulnerable.
Vulnerable, right.
Because that for me was a trigger, right? To a point that I had experienced as a child where I did feel vulnerable. So I think for me, I was, you know, being able to enjoy it, but protecting myself at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. And that's how I dealt with it. But then you fully don't enjoy it. You know what I mean?
You don't fully enjoy it. Like, I was protecting myself as well, but it was like, oh, this was a great, like, amazing sex, you know, but you don't fully enjoy it and you're not fully present. Right. It's like almost like I was like even though I was like in the moment, but like, okay, let's get this. Like in my head, like I'm ready to be done now.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like let's get this over with. Like, but in my head, I didn't make the person.
I remember there was a scene from Sex and the City. Do you remember that?
What scene?
Where Miranda and Steve were having sex.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And she was like, I think this was the point where he cheated or something like
something around that. Oh, no, this was before he cheated.
It was before, yeah. This was around yeah. the, but this is when he was like about to
cheat after.
And they were having sex, but she just felt like she had so much on her plate, mm-hmm. and she was just, you know, really busy, a new mom, and all this. That yeah. she's like, let's just get this over with.
Yes, I remember.
And
that.
He just got so upset. He
turned off. Yeah.
And I just was like, wow.
Yeah.
Like I felt that.
No, I remember that episode. Yeah, but in my head, like, you know, it was like for me, it was like, okay, fun. This is nice. This is good. But the longer that it would last, the higher my chance of me like really connecting with that person. So I just want to like have your orgasm. Because I can have mine real fast and, you know, cuddle maybe and, like, okay, let's, you know. So, yeah, I wasn't fully enjoying sex, even though I was having it. Mm-hmm. And even though it was good, but I just wasn't fully enjoying it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a very common thing, you know. And I think for many women, it's like, I mean, from heterosexual friends that I've had especially, I hear that, mm-hmm. you know, they don't really get that much out of it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have the same thing too.
And I know that happens in the queer community as well. Like,
yeah.
you know, but I think it's like we as people don't, it's like you don't learn things. Like you don't learn how to have good sex. Do you know
right.
what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
people
yeah.
want to,
healthy
like,
sex.
Let's get into this. Okay? People want to say stuff like, oh, this person was not good in bed
right.
or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, yeah, okay, maybe they aren't, but doesn't mean that they are intentionally not good or
right.
not good in bed.
Right.
I think it's like people just don't maybe know how.
Mm-hmm.
I think couples, you know, expect, oh, the other person should know what I want.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily the case.
Mm-hmm.
I think you really have to know yourself first, like anything else, right? Love yourself first in order to give love to others. You have to know your body first in order to, you know, have better sex, better sexual chemistry with other people. And that's not something that's talked about,
yeah.
A. And that's not something that's taught, B. So it's like...
Right. Yeah, and
you know,
I think
how
also,
do people learn that?
I also think like good sex doesn't make it healthy sex,
right?
You know, so
can you talk about that a little bit more? Because that's an interesting point.
Sorry, guys, I'm a little congested, so bear with me. Yeah, so like I said before that, like before I met you, you know, in my little wild, probably wasn't even really that wild, but my little wild nights. And I wasn't a hoe, so let's make that clear. I wasn't just running the streets, but when I was just having fun, I had plenty of good sex, but was it healthy? No, because there were certain times when I was in the situation that I could have like said something, or where I was uncomfortable or not quite ready. But people would just think, oh, because if we're dating or we're together, everything is okay. Like, I should be able to touch you here, do this and whatever. And it's like, no, so I never said anything. Like, actually, no, this doesn't feel good. Or actually, no, you know, I wouldn't say anything for a while. I just, like, be uncomfortable, handle the discomfort. And then, like, after it was done, I just, like, okay, well, that was a lot. It was good, but it was a lot, you know. And I got to the point where I was like, no, I'm sorry, letting people know, like, I don't like that. Or, like... no, let's just stop here, or whatever it is. I started to like say, like explain things and talk about it. So I think healthy sex is like, you know, talking about it, talking about your likes and your dislikes. But even if you want to try something new, but after a while, in the beginning, you're like, actually, you know what, I changed my mind. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to try it. You're like, you know what, I really don't like this. I don't want to do it again. Or you have a triggering moment. Just like, you know, it's not easy to express it, but have a conversation. Like, you can just stop having sex and have a conversation about it. It's fine. And just really talking about things, really understanding what both people want from it. From, like, what do you want out of this? What do you like? What are you willing to try? And then you say if your partner's like, you know what? Right now, I'm scared to try new things. You know, that's something that could be another conversation. And if you decide to leave, I mean, that's the choice you have to make. But it's like, work with your partner. You can't pressure people to rush or do things or be at a speed where you're at, you know? Now, this person just not expressing anything at all and just always no shut down and don't touch me, don't do this, I don't like that, we're not doing this, then that's completely different. They're not expressing what's really going on. That's different. We all have to be... We all got to enjoy the pleasure and the sensation of it, but at the same time, they go back to self-pleasuring. It's like, your partner's not there to get you off. You're there to have a healing union together.
That's so a good
that's
point.
That's how I see it.
Okay, Dr. Lita Rose. Okay, sex doctor, okay. Honey.
Come on, don't start with me. You know how I feel about talking about this kind of stuff.
Those are some good points. I feel like... I mean, you touched on a lot of things that are bringing up things for me, so...
Okay. Let's talk about it. I'm the doctor. I always like to be someone's therapist and doctor.
She's really good at that. Like, if you need to talk something through, Lita Rose is really good at that. But, yeah, I like the part where you said sex isn't to get someone else off.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's for you guys to share... energy together, like share pleasure together,
yes,
as individuals, but coming together as one,
yes,
you know. And they say sex is sacred energy exchange, if you look at the acronym for it, and I do believe that is true. You know, sometimes you have a, maybe it feels at the time like a good sexual interaction with somebody, but then you leave feeling drained, or you just feel kind of like negative or yucky or uncomfortable. You know, so it's like it's really important for you to think about those feelings. I think we don't listen to our bodies enough, and we don't check in with ourselves enough. You know, I've been in the same situations that Lita Rose described, where it's like you could be with your own partner, isn't it? You know, and you just aren't feeling comfortable with something they're doing, but we don't say anything because, like, we feel that, well, you know, it's my partner, or like, you just, for whatever reason, you may not feel comfortable saying that you don't feel comfortable. Feelings. You don't want to hurt their feelings, but that is a necessary self-love boundary. You know, we have to create these self-love boundaries, healthy boundaries for ourselves constantly, because if we don't speak up, it's like we cannot assume that the other person will know,
right? And we cannot be mad at them.
You know, you have to speak up for yourself, and that's something that from a personal standpoint, I've been working on. It's just in life in general, especially as women, like, I think we need to learn how to, you know, practice speaking up. If it's not something that comes natural for you, you know, practice it. Like, practice speaking up. Start little by little. I know it's sometimes discouraging, or it feels like awkward, or it feels hard or uncomfortable, but it's like we need to speak up at our jobs, you know, with our friends, with our family, and especially with our partner, especially when it comes to intimate things. And so I know, like, that feeling of you not being able to, or you not feeling like you're able to speak up. And I think that's a really important part of sex. It's like, we don't think about the communication aspect of sex. We think about the physical aspect. We don't think about the spiritual aspect, you know, the sacredness of it, the energy that's experienced. So that's a part of sex that people don't talk about, and that's the most important part.
It's like, I feel like, okay, I want to say this. Like, I heard this saying, I don't know, I think I watched a documentary or I read a book. I'm always watching something and reading something. So, but she said... the voice reveals more of who you are. And I just love that. It's very simple. And I just love that whole sentence. I just love it.
But what does that mean to you?
to me, how I interpret, I forgot my other thought I was going to say first. I was just meaning to say that little one part, but then I forgot. But anyway, what it means to me, like when you speak, talking about speaking up, like if we do speak up more, it reveals who we really are. But when we don't say anything in general about just whatever that might be, can people really know who we are? So like someone listen to this podcast, I'm pretty sure if you listen to our voices, they can kind of get a sense of our personality, who we are, you know, from how we sound. If you're into like analyzing things and people, which I am, so it's like you can tell a lot by someone's voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're really good at it, you know. But then what were you saying before then? And I was about to jump right on board. And I just about communication, right? Okay. So yeah, I think it's okay to like talk during sex. People just think either A, you have to be super quiet or like moaning and all of that. That's fine, you know, that's great. But it's okay to talk during sex. People think that's like, no, it's a turn off. And why? No, that's mature. That's adult-like. Like, communicate. You know, say, do you like this? And respond, yes, I do. No, I don't. I don't know. Maybe. Want me to keep going? Well, sure. Like, you know, communicate. How are you feeling during this experience? Like, you know, talk. When someone say like, oh, I don't like this, they ask, why? What about it? You know, have the conversation. Because I think the more you talk about it, the more you could get turned on. Because then you start to understand your partner more. With somehow it'll like, something, I don't know. I feel like something in your hormones, like you just would get aroused by something. Something would start moving. The energy would start flowing. And then, bam, you handle your business. It's just happen, you know.
You handle your business.
And I ain't gonna tell you.
You could tweet that.
You handle your business.
Alita Rose.
Yes, you handle your business. Yeah. Like, but I do feel like communication is okay. You can have it after sex, during sex, before sex. You could talk about sex with your partner, or if you're not in a relationship, you know, whoever your lover is, like whatever, it's okay.
I love that term, lover.
I love that too.
I've always liked that.
Can I call you my lover? And we're together, but like, I love
well, we're
that.
Lovers and friends on this podcast.
Well, you're my lover. I'm just, yeah. I love that word too.
I love that.
And my lady.
My lady.
My lover.
Yeah, but I think that communication is like the key of a successful relationship in general.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, specifically for all aspects of that. So, like, in sex, you know, in having a spiritual connection with your partner,
mm-hmm.
you know, and having an intellectual connection with your partner. So all those things are really important.
Yes.
And we have to, you know, make sure that we're giving attention, the same amount of attention that you may give to, I don't know, like planning out your trip or your date night or, mm-hmm. you know, things outside of the home that you guys enjoy together. Think about all the intimacy aspects, like things that you do in the bedroom, and give right. that same amount of care and planning to that too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like you should plan all your sex. I'm just saying that, I mean, if you do that, that's fine. But
that's
I'm
fine
just
too.
Saying that,
into that,
you know, make sure you're giving care and attention to your intimacy part. And intimacy doesn't have to just be sex. Like the
talk
act,
about it.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The act of sex. There's many other forms of intimacy
yes.
that I personally think are more erotic or more like stimulating. I was
yes.
trying to find the word more stimulating than
yes.
you know, like just physically having sex.
Yes.
Like, you know,
just penetration, like
yeah,
you know?
Okay. So like, you know, giving massage,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Like, even things like when you bring your partner something they really need. You know,
mm-hmm.
like giving them something, like if they're not feeling well, bringing them a hot tea, like, you know, making sure that, I don't know, you massage their feet,
mm-hmm.
all sorts of things
mm-hmm.
like that. giving a hug in the morning.
Yeah.
Those kinds of things are just as important.
Yeah.
And I think they get neglected.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a longer term relationship and, you know, because you just forget about doing those kinds of things over time. But those are the things we need to focus on. And they go into mm-hmm. our intimacy in the bedroom.
Can you okay. give me some of my books or something? Because you are on it today.
Okay.
But yeah. you're absolutely right, because one of the things that I read, you know, and been researching talks about that it's not just that, and that it, that's what they call Tantra. That's what Tantra is actually about. It's about body connection, you know, making eye contact, and just like physical touch, but without being inside, without the penetration, without, you know, touching that area. You just do other things, like you said, massages, you know, foot rub, you know, little things like that, scalp massage, you know, little stuff like that. I think that's important. That will stimulate other things. And even if you do get stimulated and aroused, you don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
It's okay.
You can just enjoy it.
It's about enjoying the moment and being present with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yes, I think that's really key. Is we have to step outside of this limiting box of the only way we can share intimacy with our partners is through the physical act of sex.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
there's so many other ways. Like, for example, you could just lay next to your partner and just, like, you know, share a gaze.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Stare at each other. Or, you know, like, there's so many things you can do to practice and build your intimacy together.
And cuddling.
Cuddling, you know, holding hands.
Yeah.
Just all sorts of things that bring us closer together and energize the love between us as partners, right? And so
mm-hmm.
it's important to know your partner's love language too. You know, don't think your partner wants to be loved in the same way that you want to be loved,
right?
Because I think a lot of us are like, well, I like, you know,
mm-hmm.
a lot of words of affection and like call you baby, sweetie, cutie, I love you, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
da, 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 you know, which is fine. For you, that might be how you receive love, right? You like words of affection and tenderness and all that. And that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But that might not be how your partner receives love. They might want you to be more, like, touchy, you know?
Right.
More expressive through physical stuff, like,
mm-hmm.
that you do. More affection, kissing, all that stuff. So it's like you have to ask your partner, and you as a partner need to be in touch with who you are and know what you like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know, that's okay. I didn't know. You need to ask yourself,
mm-hmm.
what do I like? Like,
yes.
what makes me feel sexy? What do I appreciate from another person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what makes me feel loved? Like, all those things matter, and it makes
yeah.
you a stronger partner. And you can also be a better partner for,
yeah.
for your own partner, for your relationship in general.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, like, Lita Rose, she likes more quality time, you know?
Mm-hmm. I like two things from a Gemini. I like quality time, that's one, and I like closeness. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you sit next to me, like...
That's true.
I like body heat.
She even likes when people on the train...
so,
you know,
so
we live in New York City, so...
Mm-hmm.
When people on the train, you know how, like, you know, like, someone is more soft and cushy.
Yeah.
You know, they're, like, comfortable to sit next to.
Yeah.
Lita Rose loves being squished in between
yeah.
two people like that.
And
like,
I love
little
that they
warm packages
heat, yeah.
of heat. She
I just
loves
like
that.
That.
So she likes closeness.
I like closeness, and I like quality time. That's, like... my two tops. I also like acts of service, but it's not my top. Like, I'm like, oh, like, I will appreciate that,
mm-hmm.
but it's not my top. My definite top is quality time and closeness. Like, sit next to me, put your hand on my shoulder, something like that. If you just touch me, you know, I'm like, huh, okay, you know.
Yeah, and for me.
And you,
What's mine?
You like, what do they say? Is it, I know it's what the words is. Words of affirmation? Like, you like
compliment. Or appreciation. Yeah. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. So you like compliments or acknowledgements about things, stuff like that. So
yes.
That's what you're into. Do you have a second one? I don't think you have a second. Do you have a second one?
Yeah. I mean, I like that. And I like, you know, I like closeness. Like sitting close.
Are you sure? Juni Mars, okay, let me tell you the real tea, honeys. Let me tell you the real tea. So I used to, because I like closeness, so I used to sit like real close to her, and she'd be like, can you move over a little bit, please?
Lita Mars or she'd like, she's like really warm, you guys.
Or she's like, can you move over? Or like, I'm about to get into it for real.
Oh, come on.
Okay, just one last, last one. Then I'm going to stop messing with you. I like messing with her. So we about to go to bed. I used to like move all the way over her side just to be close to her.
No, when did you do that?
Yes. Let me finish this story.
Okay.
So I used to move onto her side so I could be close to her because that's the only way I can really sleep. Like if I'm like heat, I can fall asleep faster. If my back is next to someone, I can fall asleep a lot faster. If not, I could be up for a little bit. And she was like, babe, can you like move over a little bit? And I was like, oh, my head's like rude. Like, okay. Well, I'm trying to be romantic and sweet and cuddly and affectionate. Well, fine. So I started moving over and I just moved all the way over to my side. Now I'm like hanging
off. She doesn't even like sit in it. Like, she doesn't even like get next to
at all. Nope. She's it's like, that gap.
You cannot tell Lita Rose anything. Once you tell her one thing, she never does it again.
Nope.
It's
don't.
So funny. But.
Yeah, I like hugs and like I like affection.
Like
I think
touch.
I just yeah. I think like, oh, that's what it is. I like touch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if like when it's actually like I will cuddle with you, but when it's time to go to sleep, I like
you.
To like let go.
Go to bed. Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? Like so, I can get in the sleep zone.
I like to cuddle all
the cuddle
night.
Is like the pre-sleep.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And then the when I'm like, okay, let's go to bed.
Yeah, I can cuddle throughout the whole night.
Some people can, but
no,
I'm like,
someone tried to do it to me, and I was like so bothered by that. I was like, actually, I'm trying to go to bed because I have to get up super early tomorrow. And I'm like, I can't sleep that way the whole night. Like, it's cute, and I get it. But I'm not in all that cutesy stuff all the time, like, for a long period of time. For a short period of time, you can be very cute and mushy. And I'm like, 5 minutes after, I'm done. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Lita Rose is not, like,
five minutes,
mushy. She be like...
I'm done.
She's like... She, like, allows us to be mushy for a second. She's like, okay.
All right.
Let's pull it together.
Yeah, like, I can't... Too much. It's too much for me. I'm like, all right. Like, it doesn't really do anything. I just like it because it's cute, you know?
Yeah.
So the whole cut, I'm like, can we cut this out? Like, just do it for a second. But you don't have to keep holding me, like, while I'm actually trying to sleep and,
like giving
snore.
Me that tree hug grip. Like, real strong. Like, wrestler grip.
Okay.
I'm just saying, oh, how people want
yes,
to cuddle with you that hard.
One arm tight,
and you're
like, you can't even move.
You're like,
I'm like, I was trying to like move over, and I could not move. And I was like, excuse me.
You said excuse
yeah,
me.
I was like, excuse me, I cannot move. And because especially
gosh.
Like you know, I move around my sleep until like I get real comfortable. So I toss from side to side. So I don't need you holding me down on lockdown.
And she makes noise when she sleeps too.
Okay, into all my business.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Okay,
she was getting into me, so you know,
yes,
I was just giving you a little.
I make little grunts before I go to bed because I'm getting comfortable. I'm like, because I'm getting comfortable. I'm getting
so
in the
funny.
Zone.
Like when we,
I think even our dog does it. She picked that.
Mm-hmm.
Lady picked that up for
when
me.
When we first met, though, I was like, what's going on? Is she okay?
Yeah, I'm like, I'm just getting comfortable. That's all. I just need to get comfortable.
But, I mean, that all the things that we talked about, that's part of, you know, intimacy, right? It's like
yeah.
getting to know your partner on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And still appreciating them, you know, for what, even if it's not what you like, but appreciating and knowing, oh, that's
right.
what they like.
Yeah.
You know, like, I share with you guys, I don't really watch television that much, but I know that, like, Lita Rose, she's into, because
it.
Of her brain, the way her brain works, you know, like, you know, if you listen to her podcast, Lita's Letters After Dark, which you should.
Thanks, babe.
Right? It's like, she has a very movie
movie like mind. So mm-hmm. she gets inspiration from shows. So yes. she likes to watch a lot of shows.
Yes.
And so one of the ways I spend time with her is I will watch a show with her. And yes. that's something that I know she likes. And it's like, that's how I show my love and appreciation. So you have, like, you do things to share in each other's forms of love.
Yeah.
And that's important. That's important for your intimacy as a couple.
Yeah, like how I go out, like for you, I go out in like yes. nature and to the park. That was not my thing at
no
first.
Way. Yes.
At all. I was like, what? How long? I mean, I still ask how long sometimes, but I'm like, what?
She asks how long every time, but.
True.
She, but like, she.
I just like to know stuff.
I'm a big nature person, so I like going for walks and like, you know, I could get into it, honey. So I could be going for a walk for like an hour and a half.
That's why I'd be like, how long? Because we could be out there for 2 hours. And I'm like, I'm hungry.
You join me like.
Yeah, I go out in the park. I know you really enjoy that, so like I'll go. Sometimes if I don't feel like it, I'm like, let me just still go. Okay, let me go, and you know we'll have a good time or whatever. So. But yeah,